Sahana vavatu sahano bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidvishavahai om shanti shanti shantihi gurur brahma gurur vishnu gurur devo maheshwarah गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
इन श्लोक नंबर 68 लॉर्ड सेड य इमं परमं गुह्यं मद् भक्तेषु विधास्यति भक्तिमयं पराकृत्वा मा वेशस्य असंशय. One who imparts this knowledge to my devotees, Lord says, it is parabhakti. So teaching of Bhagavad Gita is also parabhakti, parambhakti. And what will be the fruit of this? He says, one who teaches, mam eva isyati asansaya, he will reach me. His seat is guaranteed with the Lord. He will reach Lord. So what about the others then? What will happen to others? So in verse number 70 it is said, Adhyasyate cha evam dharmam sambhadam avayo jnana yajnate na ishtah syamiti memati. Adhyasyate, adhyasyate, patishyati. One who studies this, one who studies himself this Gita, then he says, this is, I will consider it as a jnana yajna. So in yajna what happens? We put the oblations. So here it is said, your oblations are your ignorance. You are putting all your ignorances and all ignorances are being burned and you will get some knowledge. Jnana yajna tenam ishtah. You will consider it as a jnana yajna. So by studying also, you will get result. It will be treated as a jnana yajna. And in that jnana yajna, your ignorance will be burned. No, I don't want to study. I don't know Sanskrit. I don't know how to chant. I also don't know the meaning also. Then say, okay, Sraddhavan Anasuyansa Srunyadapi Yodara Sopi Mukta Subhan Lokan Praptaya Punya Karmanam. If you only listen, first word was teacher, then the second was self-study. Self-study. If you are not able to do the self-study, okay, listen. But listen with two conditions. One is the Sraddhavan. You have got the faith in the scripture, in the Lord. Whatever is said in Bhagavad Gita is true. Anusuyasya, anusuyasya, you are not finding fault in the science. People always find fault. And this is not possible. Bhagavad Gita was written 5,000 years ago. So much of development has happened. This is not applicable today. We can't apply this in our day-to-day life. No. If you know the science, then you can apply it. Otherwise, it is difficult to understand also. So Sraddhavan Anasuyascha Srinadapiyo Nara Sopi Mukta. He said he also will get liberation, Mukta. Where will you go? Subhan Lokan. He will go to the higher lokas. Who goes to the higher lokas? Prapnu Yad Punya Karmanam. Those who do the Punya Karma, meritorious action, they go to the higher loka. So this person who is only listening, he will also go to the higher loka. And there he will get the knowledge and get liberated. Okay, now in the connecting Bhashya, Lord Krishna is asking a question to Arjuna. It is the duty of the teacher to ascertain whether the student has understood or not. If he has not understood, it is the duty of the teacher to retell the whole thing again. It is not like the lectures in the colleges and universities, whether the student has understood or not. Doesn't matter. Only thing they will see how many, what is your attendance percentage. Have you attended 50% of the lectures or not? Then you are qualified for the exam. No. Here, Lord is going to ask one question to Arjuna, tell me whether your ignorance has gone away or not. If not, I will reply, I will tell you once again. Because the teacher wants students' welfare. Lord wants that Arjun should get liberated in this life. Lord doesn't want to take any chance. He has said this knowledge many times in Bhagavad Gita in chapter, in 18 chapters. Again he is asking. 72.
Kachidetat Srutam Partha.
Kachidetat Srutam Partha.
Tvayekagrena Chetasa.
Tvayekagrena Chetasa.
Kachidagyana Sammohaha.
Kachidagyana Sammohaha.
Pranashtaste Dhananjaya.
Pranashtaste Dhananjaya.
Kachidetat Srutam Partha. Tvayekagrena Chetasa. Kachidagyana Sammohaha. Pranashtaste Dhananjaya.
Kachid etat srutam partha tvaya ekagrena chetasa. Did you listen, Arjun? Did you listen? Tvai ekagrena, attentively. Did you listen to the whole of Bhagavad Gita attentively? Or your mind was wavering sometimes? You might have missed some points. Is it not so? Sometimes we are sitting in the class, listening, and all of a sudden mind goes to the home or to the office, start thinking there. Then again mind comes back. We again start thinking. So 100% knowledge has not happened at that time. Therefore, Lord is asking, Kachid etat srutam partha tvai ekagrena chetasa. Chetasa with the mind, with ekagra mind, with the single pointed mind, attentively, not tentatively. Did you listen to this knowledge attentively? Kachid ajnana samuha pranashtaste tananjaya. Did your delusion born out of ignorance has ended or not? Moha means delusion, wrong understanding. Why this wrong understanding is happening? Because of ajnan, because of the ignorance. Did your delusion born out of ignorance has ended or not? You see, Sukadev Maharaj also, after giving the total discourse of 7 days of Bhagavad Saptah, he asked Parikshit, did you get the knowledge? If not, I will ask Takshat to wait. He will wait. But did you get the knowledge or not?
Before Takshas bites you and kills you, you should be liberated by that time. Before that. You see, the Shravan is very, very important point. We were discussing in our Atmabodh class also, because ignorance will be removed only in Shravan. Therefore, he is asking, Kasi Detap Srutam Partha, did you listen attentively or not? Did you miss anything? If you listen it properly, knowledge will happen. If your mind is pure, it will happen. Therefore, in our scripture also it is said, Atma Bari Srotabhya. It starts, your sadhana starts with Shravan. Truly speaking, why about the Atma Jnan? All knowledges happen by Shravan only. In the school, college, we all heard. Knowledge happens only by Shravan. If we don't know rose, what is this? Somebody tells us, this is rose. We hear, then we say, yes, I know it now. So all knowledges happen only by Shravan. So Arjun was deluded because of Agyan, and Agyan can be removed only by Shravan. Agyan, ignorance cannot be removed by any other method. And Shravan should be done attentively. Therefore, Lord asked Arjun, did you listen to discourse attentively? Have you got the knowledge? It is the duty of the teacher to help the student and see the knowledge has passed properly. The purpose of this knowledge is to remove ignorance. The purpose is not that Arjun should stand up and fight. It is his choice after the knowledge whether to fight or not. After getting the Jnana, it is the choice of the realized person whether he will remain in a secluded place or he will spread the knowledge. There is no vidhi nishedh for any Jnani that after getting the knowledge you should spread it. It is his choice. If he wants, he can do. If he doesn't want, he will not impart. So therefore, Lord wants that, please tell me whether your delusion born out of ignorance has ended or not. If the ignorance has ended, knowledge has happened. Now Arjun is saying, so this verse should be chanted with full enthu. Lord is going to get the result.
Nashto moha smritir labdha.
Nashto moha smritir labdha.
Tvat prasadat maya achyuta.
Tvat prasadat maya achyuta.
Sthitosmi gata sandeha.
Sthitosmi gata sandeha.
Karishye vachanam tava.
Karishye vachanam tava.
Nashto moha smritir labdha tat prasadat maya achyuta sthitosmi gata sandehah karishye vachanam tava.
When Lord heard this verse, now you can think of the joy of the teacher. Nashto moha smriti labdha. Nashto moha, my ignorance is destroyed. Lord wanted to know whether your ignorance is destroyed or not. Nashto moha. Moha means the delusion. Delusion is born out of ignorance. Therefore, my ignorance is destroyed. Smriti labdha. I got the knowledge, enlightenment, or the memory. Many people doubt and they ask this question, did Arjun get realization or not? Was Arjun realized when he's saying that? Yes. He was realized. But we found him in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, he was crying. And even after this, when he started fighting, when his son Abhimanyu died, he was crying. And you are saying he's realized? Yes, he was realized. Crying does not mean, realizing does not mean that you will not have emotions. Emotions will be there. Even a realized master's parents or their family members, when they depart, they also cry. But they will not be depressed for 1 year or throughout the life. In the world, we find people depressed and they continue the whole life like that. A realized master will come out of that quickly. When he comes out of his house, tears gone. Smriti Labdha. How I got that knowledge? Tvat prasadat. By your grace I got it. He didn't say my effort. I put in my effort. No. It is because the Guru gave me the knowledge, so therefore it is your grace. Because of your grace I got it. Achyuta. Achyuta. This Achyut word, you see, came in the first chapter also, and in the 18th chapter also, it is being ended with the Achyuta. In chapter 1, it was said, Senyur veo madde ratam stapya me Achyuta. Arjuna is saying, O Achyut, please take my chariot in the middle of the two armies. And at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, he is also saying Achyut. What is the meaning of that? Meaning of Achyut is that Lord never came down from his level. He never wavered. He was always at that level. And in the earlier verse, Lord has addressed Arjuna as Partha. In chapter 1 also, Lord has addressed him as a Partha. Tatra pasyat sitan Partha. When he took the chariot in between the two armies, then he said, Partha, now you see, you wanted to see, you are standing on the other side to fight with you. See. Started with the Partha, ending also with the Partha. Why Bhagavan is using Partha? Because Kunti Putra. And he loved Pithaputra. And he loved Kunti. Therefore, the love is there. Tat prasadat. You see, the grace of Guru and grace of Shastra, grace of Ishwar is needed for getting this knowledge. No doubt, Atma Kripa is also needed, but the grace of Ishwar is needed, grace of Guru is needed, and the grace of Shastra also needed. And in our parampara, Guru is Mad Anugraha Avatar. Shishya sees his Guru as Avatar, specially come for him to give this knowledge. Guru's job is to give you knowledge, that's all. Sitosmi, he says, I am now sthit, firm in this knowledge, I am abiding in that knowledge. Sthitosmi, Gata Sandeha, I have got no doubt in it. So the knowledge should be always doubt-free. If you have got any doubt, you should ask your teacher, I have got this doubt, how is this happening? I am not able to understand it. The knowledge should be doubt-free. When it becomes doubt-free, then you will follow that path. Otherwise, you will never follow that path. Gata sindhe karishye vachanam tava. Now I will do whatever you say. I have got no doubt in this. Nashto moha. Nashto means what? The delusion, the ignorance, avaran and vichep. Tamas and rajas, both are gone. Atma tattva is with all of us. But we don't know it, we don't experience it. It is covered. it is covered. Therefore, nashto moha. So this avaran is gone. Smriti labdha. Smriti labdha, I got the smriti, memory. Smriti means generally we say memory. Patanjali says there are five types of vritti. Vritti means thought. In that, one is smriti. We are not going into the details of Patanjali now. Smriti is always, memory is always related to a person, object or any being. Memory is always related to something outside. Memory is vritti roop, it is a thought based. It is thought based. It can come and go, we can forget also. We always say, out of sight, out of mind, gaya vritti. So here this smriti doesn't mean that memory. Here smriti means knowledge. And this knowledge is happening continuous in all of us as I. When I say I am talking about the Shuddha Aham. I am not talking about the Aham vritti ego. We know I as a ego. Arjun is experiencing the pure I, the capital I, which Gurudev used to say, and this Ahankar is small I, which we experience. So he is experiencing that. Same thing is said in Saddarshan verse number 1 and Dakshinamurti Stotram verse number 7. Smriti labdha asitosmi. Smriti labdha asitosmi. Sitosmi is continuously happening. This I, this soham is continuously happening. We are not able to hear it. There is a particular way how you can hear that. If you close your eyes, if you close your ears, you will find when you are inhaling and exhaling, soham, it is continuously happening. But we are not able to experience it. How you got it? Guru Prasad. Because of the grace of the Guru, I got it. Shankaracharya say, moh born out of ignorance and cause of all evils is difficult to cross like Sagar. This delusion is very difficult to cross. It is just like ocean. Continuously it is there. Very difficult to cross it. And all the ailment, physical and mental, all are because of this delusion, which is born out of ignorance. And Tulsidas says, moha sakal vyadhin kar mula. Moha, this delusion, is the mool, the root of all disease. All diseases are because of this delusion only. Sant Ramdas ji said, after a long time I am meeting myself. From the very high standpoint he is saying, after a long time I am meeting myself. It was always with me, but it took a long time to meet him. So this knot of ignorance, jada chetan granti, jada inert, chetan sentient, granti, it is all mixed. Who can remove it? Granthi can be removed by granth. Did you get it? Granth means scripture. Granthi, this delusion, this ignorance, this misunderstanding, this can be removed by right understanding. Where is that right understanding? It is in the granth. It is in the scripture. In chapter number 1, we have seen Arjun's position. Sidanti mam gatrani mukham cha parisushyati beputascha sarire me rom harsascha jayate. That was 2.5 hours before this verse. If you chant the whole of Bhagavad Gita, it will take 2 hours 30 minutes or 2 hours 45 minutes. So just before 2 hours 45 minutes, Arjun was crying and he was telling his visad. And after 2.5 hours, he is saying, Vidyate hridaye ganti chidyate sarva sansaya chiyante chasya karmani drishte paravare. Drishte paravare? Arjun was very lucky that Lord Krishna, Bhagwan himself, was his guru. He was standing. He is seeing that Bhagwan. Drishte paravare. He was seeing with the charma chakshu. And seeing Bhagwan is seeing your Atman. And once you see Lord, then tatra ko maha ka soka ekatta munupasyata. Koha moha, there is no delusion. Koha soka, there is no sorrow. And you see ekatva everywhere the same thing. With the open eye also you will be able to see. So Shastra ends here now. So chapter number 1, verse number 2 started with the Sanjay Uvacha. And now the Shastra is going to end with again Sanjay. Sanjay Uvacha.
Sanjay Uvacha.
Sanjay.
Ityaham Vasudevasya. Parthasya cha Mahatmanah. Samvadam imam ashrosham. Adbhutam ro maharshanam. Sanjaya uvacha, ityaham vasudevasya, parthasya cha mahatmanah, samvadam imam ashrosham, adbhutam ro maharshanam.
Now he is sharing his experience with the Dhritarashtra. Sanjay is saying, Iti aham vasudevasya parthasya cha mahatmana sambhadam imam asausram adbhutam romharsanam. Vasudev means son of Vasudev. Dev means Dyotna Dev, one which has got the sentiency. And Vasu means which resides in all hearts of all beings. Vasu, indwelling spirit. Mahatmana, it is an adjective for Arjun. You say, Lord is already Mahatma. Lord is already Mahatma. Arjun has got the knowledge and he has become Mahatma now. After the knowledge, he is Mahatma. But Mahatma can be, you can put an adjective to Krishna also, but it is more fitting for the Arjun. Because he has just become Mahatmana. How was this dialogue, Sambad, which you have heard, Asrausan, Sambad, which Sanjay has heard? He said, Adbhut. It's wonderful. Why it is wonderful? Because it never happened in the past and will never happen in the future. Lord giving knowledge in the battlefield to Arjun never happened in the past, and the same situation will never come in the future. Therefore it is adbhut. Romharsanam, when he was listening, his ears were standing. Romharsanam. And whom he was telling? To Dhritarashtra. Was Dhritarashtra able to see the Romharsan? No. Dhritarashtra was not able to see that Romharsan of Sanjay. Sometimes we also talk on phone and give direction. You know, you have to go there and from there, this way, this way. Other person listening on the phone, he is not seeing my phone. Similarly, Dhritarashtra was not able to see the Romharsan. Sambhadam imam asausram adbhutam. what the Sambhad, the dialogue between Lord and Arjuna, what I have heard is adbhut, adbhut, wonderful. Rom Harsanam. Now he is expressing his gratitude to Vyas. Next verse.
Vyasa prasadat srutavan.
Vyasa prasadat srutavan.
Etad guhyam aham param.
Etad guhyam param.
Yogam yogeshwarat krishnat.
Yogam yogeshwarat krishnat.
Shakshat kathayata swayam. Vyasa prasadat srutavan etad guhyam aham param yogam yogeshwarat krishnat sakshat kathayata swayam.
Vyasa prasadat srutavan etad guhyam aham param. It is because of the blessing of the Vyasa I got. You see the gratitude, you see. Sanjay was a great devotee, number one. He was very loyal to Dhritarashtra. Number two, he has controlled his senses. Therefore, his name was Sanjay. Vyas chose him seeing his qualification. He gave him the Divya Chakshu. What is this Divya Chakshu? We'll see it. He narrated the whole, whatever he has seen, without likes and dislikes. As he was seeing and hearing, he explained, narrated everything, described everything as it is, without his likes and dislikes. In empirical world, you tell one thing to one person, you tell him, okay, you tell this person message to this. You will find it is changed. Likes and dislikes. Although Sanjay was a supporter of Pandav. He had a soft corner for the Pandavs. Because he was follower of Dharma. Pandav were on the side of Dharma. But still he gave the full extent explanation whatever he saw and heard. Divya Chakshu is a very special thing. Today you might be saying, because of the television, whatever is happening in India, you can see here immediately. No? You can hear also, you can see also. But this Divya Chakshu is even better than this. It can read the mind of any person. When anybody is saying to anybody else, Dhritarashtra is saying, or Arjuna is saying, or Lord is saying, or any other people, those who are standing, what is going on their mind, Sanjay was able to see that also. We don't have a machine at this point of time to tell you what I am thinking in my mind. That was the Divya Chakshu received by him. Who is a Vyasa? Vyas Prasadat. Who is Vyas? Vishnu Rupaya. He is the Vishnu Rupa avatar, incarnation of Vishnu, of Narayan. Who is Krishna? Avatar of Narayan. Who is Arjuna? Pandavanam Dhananjaya, Lord has said. Arjuna is also Narayan. Narayan is Guru, Narayan is student, and the person who is writing the Bhagavad Gita is also Narayan. Same Narayan playing three roles at a time. Did you get it? Vyas Prasadat. Who is Vyas? Vishnu Rupaya. And in Bhagavad Gita also, it is said, Muni Naam Pram Vyasa. In Vibhuti Yoga, you will find. In Pandava, I am Arjun. Dhananjay. Same entity, three roles. Adbhuta. It is Adbhut. Why it is Adbhut? Well, because it unites you with the Lord. No other Sambhad will unite you with the Lord. Bhagavad Gita Sambhad will unite you with the Lord. Therefore, it is Adbhut. Yogam Yogeshwarat Krishna Sachat Kathate Swayam. Yogeshwar. It is not Yogeshwar. It is Yogeshwar. One who is the Ishwar of Yuga. Not a yogi, among all the yogi, he is the Ishwar of all the yogis. No. He is the Yuga avatar, Lord of the Yuga. Kathayata Swayam. He is Jagat Guru. Kathayata Swayam. He is telling himself. A very rare thing. Even in Chinmay Mission, many people come and say, you know, we listen to Gurudev. First time we listen to Gurudev, and they feel a bit honored. Sanjay also is feeling honored. How? I have listened directly from the Lord. We are all listening because of the Guru Sishya Parampara. Same knowledge we are listening. But it is Guru Sishya Parampara. But this knowledge which was received by Arjun is not under Parampara. It is by the Lord Himself given to him. Therefore, Kathayata Swayam. And Sanjay feels grateful because out of many, many people, I was selected. I was selected. I am the rarest one. Manushyanam Sahasresu Kaschid Yatati Sadhyaye. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, out of many, many, many thousand and thousand people, only one people or two people come, I want to know about the Atman. And those who come for to know about the Atman, it's not that all of them become successful. Now you imagine the success rate. So Sanjay thinks, I am selected, I got the knowledge. So I am one of the rarest one. So next two verses, he expresses his delight. And then there is the last verse, Yatra Yogeshwar Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanu. There are three verses are left. We will take up in our last session on 2nd of June perhaps. Next week we have what? Maybe real day weekend. Holiday? Huh? Yeah, I think so. So only one class is left. And we will finish next three slokas. Bhagavad Gita chapter 18. Complete. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha Hari Om.